Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, and coming up in early afternoon here, the final public meeting of the House committee that has been investigating the January 6th pro-Trump riot, with a vote expected on recommending criminal charges against the former president.
Representative Adam Schiff tells CNN it will be up to the Department of Justice to make the final determination.
If you can prove that someone incited an insurrection, that is, they incited violence against the government, or they gave aid and comfort to those who did, that violates that law.
Republicans who did not serve on the committee are planning a rebuttal, one that they say will focus on security failures at the Capitol.
CBS's Linda Kenyon. There were almost 300 people aboard a jetliner from Phoenix to Honolulu when the ride got very dangerously bumpy.
Around a dozen people were seriously injured after a flight headed to Hawaii hit severe turbulence. Honolulu Emergency Medical Services Director Jim Ireland.
What we know is it was a Hawaiian Air inbound to Honolulu from Phoenix, about 30 minutes from Honolulu International Airport. They encountered some sort of turbulence that resulted in injuries to the passengers.
Responders treated 36 people. Of those, 20 people were taken to hospitals for further treatment. The youngest was 14 months old. The agency said the wounds included a serious head injury, lacerations, bruising, and loss of consciousness. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
In Qatar, it was a dramatic end to the World Cup. Argentina taking a two-goal lead against France, only to see that disappear. Then both teams scoring once in overtime. Still tied, the game then went into a penalty shootout phase won by the new World Cup champion, Argentina. As for the U.S.,
well, many Americans left Doha disappointed after the Stars and Stripes lost to the Netherlands in the knockout stage earlier this month. They can look forward to 2026 when the U.S. co-hosts the next World Cup.
Correspondent Roxana Saberi. Back here, El Paso is under a state of emergency dealing with a huge influx of migrants. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin.
Right now, this is unattainable. This is wrong. You can't do this to the southern border.
He was on Face the Nation, where he did not deny the possibility that, like Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema, he might go from registered Democrat to independent. Twitter owner Elon Musk is now polling Twitter users on whether he should continue to run the social media platform.
In a lot of ways, it can be seen as an acknowledgement that he realizes that people don't like him, that he has become rather unpopular over the last couple of months. He's made decisions that feel chaotic and that people have really disagreed with.
Ian Schur of the tech website CNET. Ukrainian officials report an early morning Russian drone attack that hit critical infrastructure as Russia announces joint naval drills with China. This is CBS.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, this is Matt.
And we're live here outside the just with the all times coming with armed attacks.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Mondays 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumu'ah Mubarak, whatever it may be for you. It is the end of the week for us, and it's cold here in Oregon. It was 26 degrees this morning. Woo! A lot going on in the world today and a lot to talk about. What does the final stage of Reaganism look like? I mean, we're there. And what are we going to do about it? We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, when Twitter bans journalists, does it hurt Twitter or does it hurt democracy? It looks like Elon Musk might be preparing to back away from this. Also, more voter suppression is on its way due to Democratic runoff wins. I'll tell you about that in the first hour. If we can get the connection working, and we've been struggling with that this morning, so this is an if. Phil Itner with American war correspondent who has embedded himself in Kyiv, Ukraine, which was hit this morning by Russian rockets and lost power again. Phil's, you know, working on a kind of a prayer and a whisper here. But if we can get him on the air at the top of the second hour, he will give us an update on what's going on in Ukraine. Also, will Puerto Rico become a state? An interesting step taken today. Or yesterday. I'll tell you about that in the second hour. And also, crazy alert, yes, you are going to jail for an NFT salesman. I'll tell you about that. And also Trump's latest scam and some amazing news about it. In the third hour of our program, Dr. Michael Mann is going to drop by, the hope and tragedy of climate change and COP27 and everything else. It's been a while since we've talked with Dr. Mann. We're going to do an extended conversation with him for, you know, maybe 20, 30 minutes and see what he has to say about that and all these kinds of things. But I wanted to start out with my opening rant from HartmanReport.com this morning. And that is titled, What the Final Stage of Reaganism Looks Like. And you know, remember back in 1981, well, you know, many of you are not old enough to remember it. I am. And I remember Ronald Reagan giving his inaugural address in 1981. Interestingly, literally the moment he put his hand on the Bible to swear to be sworn in, that was the moment that the Iranians released the hostages they had been holding for 444 days to kill Jimmy Carter's chances to get reelected. It turns out now we know that that was a deal that was cut, according to the president of Iran, Bonnie Sauter. That was a deal that was cut between the Reagan campaign and the Iranians, and that later turned into what we refer to as the Iran-Contra scandal. But in any case, in 1981, when Reagan took that oath of office and then gave his first inaugural address, he told us right up front that government was the problem in America. He said, government is not the solution to your problems. Government itself is the problem. So, you know, basically he promised to destroy our government because it was the problem. I mean, that was the implication of what he was saying. And so here we are 41 years later, and I think that we've kind of reached the end stage, kind of the cancer stage of Reaganism. I mean, just look at what's going on. Violence toward women and minorities has exploded. Armed militias tried to assassinate the vice president and the speaker of the House, and in an attempted coup against our government run by the Republican president of the United States. They're blowing up power substations from Oregon to the Carolinas. They have embedded themselves in DHS, police departments, and our military. They're coordinating with fascists overseas. I mean, leading up to this moment was a 41-year political war that splattered the American dream like gut-shot blood across a dystopian Republican hellscape mural. It has brought us, Reaganism has brought us, the collapse of the middle class. We went from 66% of us in the middle class when Reagan came into office to 45% today. We hit 49% officially in 2015. NPR commemorated it with a headline, "Half of Americans are no longer in the middle class." Student and medical debt that's impossible to climb out of has exploded. There's been an explosion of predation from health insurance companies and for-profit hospitals. We've got political manipulation by corporations and billionaires. There's been an explosion of homelessness and untreated mental illness. And it has Reaganism has turned our elementary schools into killing fields. The question today is whether we as a nation and as a people will recover from it, or if it will, as Reagan promised on January 20th, 1981, end the American experiment of pluralistic liberal democracy and replace it with a, you know, a neo-libertarian, neo-fascist hellscape. This all started back in 1972 when Richard Nixon put Lewis Powell on the U.S. Supreme Court. Powell in 71 had written his infamous Powell memo attacking Ralph Nader and Rachel Carson for kicking off the consumer movement and environmental movements, respectively. He wrote in his Powell memo, "Current examples of the impotency of business and of the near contempt with which businessmen's views are held are the stampedes by politicians to support almost any legislation related to consumerism or to the environment." And Powell said, the morbidly rich and big corporations need to get together and take down government. They take control of government. He wrote, "Business must learn the lesson learned long ago by labor and other self-interest groups. This is the lesson that political power is necessary, that such power must be assiduously cultivated, and that when necessary, it must be used aggressively and with determination, without embarrassment and without the reluctance which has been so characteristic of American business." So a year later, Nixon puts him on the Supreme Court in 72, and in 76, well, what happened was in 1974, Congress passed, or in 71, actually, Congress passed the Federal Election Campaign Act. They amended it in 74 after Spiro Agnew had to resign because he was, you know, in order to avoid going to prison for accepting bribes while he was vice president. And then it came out that Richard Nixon had been bribed by the milk lobby and by the Teamsters. And, you know, kind of everything went to hell. And so Congress in 74 updated the Federal Election Campaign Act of 71 and created the Federal Election Commission and said, you know, we're going to put some limits on billionaire money and corporate money in politics. Well, this really pissed off James Buckley. He is currently the senior judge of the D.C. Circuit. While his younger brother was alive, he was the older brother of William F. Buckley, the conservative commentator, if you're old enough to remember him. And so he sued. And this case, Buckley versus Valeo, went before the Supreme Court, and, you know, because he was a sore loser, right? Republicans had fought the creation of the FEC and all, and these laws, and they lost, and so the senator sued. And sure enough, Lewis Powell and his friends on the Supreme Court said, hey, you know, this is wrong. Laws going all the way back to 1907, the Tillman Act that was passed by Teddy Roosevelt, which made it a federal crime, an imprisonable federal crime for any corporation or any agent of any corporation to give any money or any support whatsoever to any candidate for federal political office. And then 2 years later, in First National Bank versus Bilotti, Powell himself authored the decision that said, oh yeah, and corporations, they can buy politicians too. Now, you know, prior to this, from 33 until 81, we had the American middle class grow like crazy. It was the fastest period of growth for the American middle class in the history of America. In fact, it was our first real middle class. It was the first time what we call the middle class reached more than 50% in the history of this country. And frankly, I believe in the history of most countries around the world. And Reagan came into office to kind of take that down a notch. He dropped the top personal tax rate from 74% down to 25%. He dropped the corporate tax rate from 51% down to 25%. He installed America's first anti-labor secretary of labor, our first anti-environmentalist in charge of the EPA. That was Neil Gorsuch's mother, Anne. Our first anti-public schools crusader as secretary of education. Our first end times Jesus will make all things new fanatic in charge of selling off public lands as secretary of the interior. He tripled the national debt to pay for his tax cuts for billionaires. Or actually, there weren't any billionaires at that point. We didn't get billionaires until after Reagan did all this stuff. He crushed the union, starting with PATCO. He gutted federal support to education, kicking off today's student debt crisis. He froze the minimum wage. He cut federal benefits to the poor, pregnant women, and the mentally ill, kicking off today's crisis of homelessness. He encouraged corporations to send our jobs overseas in an orgy of free trade. And as a result, corporate and billionaire money flowed into the Republican Party like a friggin' river. Right-wing corporations bought up radio stations all across the country. There's now 1,500 right-wing radio stations in this country. The wealthy people began running for office and supporting those politicians who would do their bidding. Conservative donors demanded right-wing professors in their political science and econ courses in universities across America. Right-wing think tanks and publishers were funded to support them. Billionaires founded a movement to pack our courts, including the Supreme Court. And as I said, you know, our middle class went from being two-thirds of us when Reagan was sworn in to 45% today. So what do we do with this? Where do we take this? How do we solve this? I mean, for most of the last 41 years, most Americans haven't really realized what's going on. I think it's safe to say that pretty much every Democrat now understands what happened. Obviously, the 25% of Americans who are Republicans have no clue. Or if they do, they're that, you know, part of them is the top 1%, and they're happy about it. Or maybe the top 3% or the top 5%. I mean, we really have to seize hold of this responsibility. We have to step up politically. I mean, this is my you know, the end of every show, tag, you're it, right? It's time for us to get out there and get active, as it were.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sales going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Have you been naughty or nice this year? You might fool Santa, but you can't fool your internet provider. They've seen all your late-night naughty searches this year. But your business is yours. So this holiday season, gift yourself the gift of privacy with ExpressVPN. Guess what? Private mode doesn't keep your activity private. Your internet provider can see all the websites you've clicked on. They even know how much time you've spent on each of them, and they've likely sold it to advertisers already. But with ExpressVPN, all your traffic gets rerouted through an encrypted server, so all your browsing activity stays between you and God. ExpressVPN's app works on all your devices, and best of all, it's super easy to use. Just tap one button to turn it on, and you are instantly protected. So take yourself off the naughty list with the number one rated VPN. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and get 3 extra months for free. That's expressvpn.com/Tom for 3 months free on a 1-year package. expressvpn.com/Tom. 23 minutes past the hour, Elon Musk banned a bunch of journalists from Twitter. They appear to be mostly people who were actually reporting on various aspects of Elon Musk or Twitter or whatever that he was unhappy about. Specifically reporters who had written in-depth pieces on this and then were tweeting about them, stuff like that. And he also suspended the websites of the people who were tracking his and other billionaires' private jets. It looks like he's probably, and the people suspended, including Drew Harwell from the Washington Post, Ryan Mack from the New York Times, Donnie O'Sullivan from CNN, Steve Herman from Voice of America, Michael Lee from The Intercept, former MSNBC host Keith Olbermann. I'm guessing that he's probably going to reverse this ban, and probably fairly quickly, if for no other reason than that the European Union might end up banning Twitter if he doesn't. But you know, what does this mean for the course and fate and future of not just Twitter but also democracy? My sense of this is that I've tried to up to this point largely avoid trying to figure out what Elon Musk is thinking, because he's his own guy and I'm my but Twitter does affect all of us. So my guess at this moment and my prediction, as it were, is that he's going to have to make a choice between his good brands, SpaceX and Tesla, and maybe the Boring Company, and his dangerous brand, Twitter. And if he's going to hang on to Twitter, which might be his first love, I mean, maybe this is the stuff he really, really enjoys. Twitter really is it's kind of an ADD paradise, right? Constant adrenaline hits. If he's going to hang on to Twitter, my prediction would be that he's going to start selling his stock in a big way. He just sold $3 billion more worth of stock in Tesla yesterday. That he's going to start selling his stock and become, the king of Twitter rather than the master of all empires. But, can he turn Twitter into something that makes money? I think it's possible if he goes to a subscription model, which he's been talking about. I think that's actually a good idea. But I also think that he's going to have to be more even-handed on the platform. And progressive Twitterers like myself. I mean, I've seen myself lose 7,000 more or less Twitter followers since Elon took over, whereas conservatives have gained thousands, in some cases tens or hundreds of thousands of followers. That's got to be the algorithm driving things. And where does this go from here? I don't have an easy answer. I don't know. But I'm not yet quite hysterical about it. I guess that's the bottom line. I don't know. What do you think? What's your experience been? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I have, however, I will add, started posting on Mastodon and on Post and on Tribal and on LinkedIn. So, for what it's worth. Boiled supermarket meats, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text TOM to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text STOP to opt out.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013.
The Shaw 101 FM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief for fans of Argentina at the World Cup. Argentina, the World Cup champion, but not easily. Regulation time was not enough. Overtime was not enough. Penalty shootout, that was enough to beat the defending champion, France. A lot of focus on Capitol Hill this week on Donald Trump. Monday afternoon, all over radio and TV, the January 6th committee votes on asking for criminal charges against the ex-president.
Separately, the House Ways and Means Committee is also expected to meet soon to decide whether to release portions of Mr. Trump's tax returns, which he has resisted for years.
Correspondent Christian Benavides. A Honolulu-bound jetliner from Phoenix hit severe turbulence. 11 people, including three flight attendants, pretty badly hurt.
We feel very fortunate that the injuries weren't more severe. Significant, definitely need care. I'm glad they're all at our hospitals and they're all getting great care.
Jim Ireland is director of Honolulu's Emergency Medical Services. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll be woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
But let's see what's on your mind here. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy. EndBribes.com.
Happy holidays.
Right? EndBribes.
Yeah, EndBribes.com.
Okay, thank you. So what's up?
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk over you. EndBribes.com, yes.
So what's up?
Happy holidays. That's what I wanted to tell you first.
Back at you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm curious, are you willing to trade your cowboy Trump card for my fat Superman card?
Did you see? He's sold out 45,000 cards. He made $450,000 in like 24 hours.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
It's like good work if hilarious. You can get it, right?
Yeah, I should start doing
now.
There's
somebody posting, I believe it's over on Daily Kos, suggesting, or maybe it was on Democratic Underground, suggesting that because this is all being these NFTs are being run through a couple of weird shell companies, that this company that he set up to sell the NFTs actually, while it's doing that, it's actually a front for an international money laundering operation. Now, I read the article. I didn't see any actual specific evidence of that. It was all kind of, well, this kind of implies that, and that kind of implies this. And so, you know, I don't know, but God only knows what he's up to. I mean, you know, the guy, you know, he's just constantly, this is just Trump steaks. You know, it's Trump vodka. It's a Trump board game. It's a licensing deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. It's ridiculous. But anyways, I was hoping this week you might have one of the congressmen on. Of course, you didn't. And I'm still curious what's going to happen with Trump's taxes. They've got only 2 weeks to do something with it.
Right.
I got some ideas of what they should do with it. I'm not hearing anything about it. And I'm afraid this is something that the Democrats are just going to flub up again and not have a spine and do something while they got a chance.
Well, we'll see. I mean,
have you heard anything?
I haven't. What the most radical thing that Richie Neal could do, you know, he's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, which is the committee that the law authorizes. The one single person in Congress who has access to anybody's tax returns is that one person, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. And this all came out.
I believe the Senate does, too.
Okay, that's possible. I don't know, but this came out of a Nixon bribery scandal. You'll recall.
Yeah.
So in any case, the most radical thing that he could do, and I'm pretty sure he has the legal authority to do it, would be to simply publish them in the Congressional Record, and that would make them public.
Right.
But whether he's going to go that would be, you know, a pretty extreme thing. Whether he's going to do that, or whether somebody on his staff is going to leak them. Or whether they're just going to go down into obscurity, back into obscurity as the Republicans take over the House of Representatives, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. All up to Richie Neal.
Yeah, I'm concerned about it, and I just hope that they grow a spine and print them. Actually, is what I'm hoping.
Yeah,
or do something else with them. You know?
Well, printing them would be putting them in the Congressional Record. I mean, I think that would be the way to do it. Although maybe they're going to, you know, put together a report. I mean, they've got to be running like crazy because this has to be like 10 or 12,000 pages of tax returns. You know, I mean, there's 500 companies. And so it's going to be quite a job going through them and figuring out what's going on. But, you know, we'll have to see what happens. Ziggy, thanks for the call. Yeah. I just don't know. I'm sorry. Mary in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I wanted to call yesterday after that lady from the Medicare Advantage program called and tell if I could just share with you what has happened to my brother since he went from traditional Medicare to Medicare Advantage.
Sure. Go for it.
He's got really bad knees, and he wanted to have some knee surgery. But he was complaining about his $300 premiums on his regular Medicare. So he called one of those TV ads, and they came out and said, yep, you won't have any more premiums. You can actually cut up your Medicare card. and he signed up for it. Mm-hmm. The first thing he did is he went to an out-of-network for his knee x-rays, got a bill for $700. So then he went to a doctor that is in network, and he wants his knees are really bad. He's walking with a walker, and well, at least he was walking with a walker, and he can hardly get around at all. And they said he had to do PT.
Physical therapy.
So he started, physical therapy twice a week, and for at least a month. And physical therapy had a $40 copay every time they went. Mm-hmm. So that's $80 a month or a week. So you can figure that out how much it cost a month. So he was taking physical therapy, but one day he couldn't get out of bed. And he called his wife, and he just couldn't get out of bed, and he was in so much pain. And long story short, he had a broken hip.
Oh.
I don't know how his hip broke.
Yeah.
But they had to take him to the hospital in the ambulance and put in a partial total hip.
Right.
That went fine. The hip surgery went fine, but now his knees are still hurting so bad, you know, that he can't walk or do anything. So they decided that he had to go to a nursing home. And oh my goodness, could they have gotten farther away from his residence to go to that nursing home? Because, and I was just astounded. I said to his wife, I mean, couldn't he go to one around here? And nope, that's the only one Humana would pay for. So it was a good hour away, and she didn't really get out there very often because she, you know, were older and couldn't drive. So anyhow, last Thursday, she gets a call, and she says, he's still not walking, of course, because the knees are hurting too bad. And last Thursday, he got a call from the nursing home saying, Humana stopped paying. And what? And she said, what am I supposed to do now? You know, I'll have to come and get him.
Right.
And oh, I forgot to tell you about, to get from the hospital to the nursing home, she had to pay $200 for a van for him.
Right. And this all started out because Humana wouldn't pay to have his knees replaced, right? And they said, do physical therapy instead. Or because this Medicare Advantage plan wouldn't pay for it. Yeah, okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. So now he's home, and he came home on Friday. He's been home a week. He has not, and he's still not walking. We plopped him down in his recliner. He eats, he sleeps, he goes to the bathroom, everything from that recliner because he can't walk. And he has not seen a nurse or a caregiver of any kind. Today, I guess somebody is going to come out. But, you know, it's just, I think it's just been a nightmare.
Would the solution to all this be just to have a knee replacement?
He's supposed to have a knee replacement. But when he went into his primary doctor, they said, because of the insurance, he had to do physical therapy first.
First, and then he ended up breaking his hip with the physical therapy. Oh, my God.
Somehow or another, it was a spontaneous break to the hip. Yep.
Yeah, just amazing.
So
okay.
I just thought, I was kind of mad yesterday when I listened to that lady saying, how can anybody not want this wonderful program?
Right. You know? Right. Well, she was a broker, so Mary, thank you for sharing your brother's story. I'm so sorry to hear it, but it is so typical of the kind of thing that happens when you sign up for Medicare Advantage. Thank you, Mary, and happy holidays to you.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mike in Lomita, California. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, could I just give seasonal greetings to our friends north of the border,
please?
Julia and Noel, eh?
Okay. Is that French for happy Merry Christmas?
Well, Julian Noel is Merry Christmas, and then the A is the generic Kinsey Brothers Canadianism.
Right.
But in effect, this being the second anniversary of COVID immunization in America, and the Florida governor having requested a grand jury to investigate the vaccine companies for taking money under false pretenses, I suggested maybe the taxpayers of Florida would save a lot of money if his Surgeon General would just open up a computer and look at a couple of studies that came out this week on the effectiveness of COVID vaccines. I think you've mentioned one of them, that they've saved 3.2 million lives in America.
Right, in 2 years.
And and 13.5 million hospitalizations.
Yep.
And it works out to a cost savings of $1.5 trillion.
That doesn't include loss of productivity to the economy or loss of family members to families.
Yeah, I don't know whether the this...
I saw the statistic. I forget where I saw it, but I'm pretty sure it was just, you know, saved medical expenses. But I could be wrong. Anyhow, Mike, continue.
You're probably right. And then the second one is came from a Cambridge University Press journal, which has a long and very specialized name I won't attempt to repeat. But it found that people who have received just one dose of COVID vaccine have up to 35% less chance of developing COVID beyond 3 weeks duration or of long COVID.
That's great.
Being a factor.
Yeah.
So maybe Governor DeSantis should just have his guys look at the computer and find out what we should be doing about immunizations.
A fine idea, Mike. I don't think it's going to happen. They've been looking at the computer and they've been reading the crazed right-wing conspiracy QAnon sites, and that's who DeSantis decides. Go ahead.
Yeah, if he can waste the taxpayers' money on promoting his presidential campaign, I guess that would be a cost-effective way for him.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. Mike, thank you for the call. He's now fully into QAnon.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And, it's a high-stakes bet. You know, the question, in 2 years, is QAnon going to be the kind of political force inside the GOP that it is today? I don't know. What do you think? Guys, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive, you'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. I have no doubt that she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Wow, these sound pretty exciting to me. I'm on my way to check them out for Louise. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude 90. That's a $75 savings on a best-selling holiday gift. Plus, Pajamagram does the gift wrapping for you. You need to order today, though, because last year they sold out before Christmas. Here's what you do. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas. And tell them Tom Hartman sent you. Check it out at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Al in Chicago. Hey, Al. Thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up?
Just got a question. In Chicago, it's all about the facts, but I'm hearing you talk about the doxing of Elon Musk's private jet as guessing. You think it's all cool. It's not, and you know better than that. But why is it that you're guessing at it? You should look into it instead of guessing.
Guessing what?
You got a lot of people listening to you thinking that.
Hang on just a second, Al.
Information.
Yeah, it is public information. Anybody
it
can
is not if you.
Anybody can log onto the FAA onto the FAA system and compile that data.
No, not quite. I mean, you really got to really.
I've got an app on my phone that does it, Al.
You can pull up anybody's IP when they privatize that information. You've got some.
I can pull up any plane that's flying under under positive air traffic control. I can do it. I can do it right now as we talk. The app that I'm using is called Flight Radar 24, and I see that there is a there's a PC-12 plane at 1,610 feet flying into over Portland right now with a ground speed of 124 knots. It's a Platius PC-24-147. I can get the details of it here. I can get the serial number, the country of origin.
Exactly. They didn't privatize their information, and that's why it's available to you. But there are people
You can't privatize information when you're under positive air traffic control. Only the military can do that.
You need to research a little further. Go do some research.
I'm a pilot. I've been a pilot for over 50 years.
Okay.
I've never even heard of being able to say to the Federal Aviation Administration, I'm going to fly under positive air traffic control. I'm going to fly IFR, and I don't want you to. I don't even know how they would publish that. I mean, I know that we've got jets flying out of. I'm talking F-35s flying out of the Portland airport. You know, once or twice a week for the National Guard, and they don't show up on my app. But the reason, a friend of mine who's a pilot here, he said that the reason why is because they're squawking military radar frequencies, and those military radar frequencies are being handed off to the local ATC guys, the traffic controllers in the Portland Tower.
Tom, it's not that cut and dry. You know, I listen to your show all the time. You're usually good about.
Give me a resource, Al, to back up what you're saying, because if these guys were publicizing private information, I agree with you. It should be kept private. It's doxing. But if it's not private information, if it's available to anybody who just looks at the air traffic control system, then it's not doxing.
You're able to look up Elon Musk's flights on your little app, you're saying?
I can look up any flight that has filed a flight plan with the Federal Aviation Administration, and so can you. Just download Flight Radar 24 on your iPhone.
For next month, go track Elon Musk on your app.
Well, I have no interest in tracking Elon Musk, frankly.
No, you don't have interest.
No, I'm saying, Al, give me, and you know, like I said,
when I get to my computer, I will. And what app are you using again?
Flight Radar 24. It's probably the most popular of them.
Myself too.
Yeah, go for it. But like I said, if you can find, you know, a website or any information or the name of the law or anything, I mean, I'm willing to be convinced. I may be wrong, but like I said, I've been a pilot since I was 17 years old. I mean, I have friends who are pilots. So I just, you know,
I heard this stuff heating up last night. I actually went in and dived into it. And unfortunately, I'm not at a computer right now where everything is.
Well, give me the information. I mean, feel free to tweet it to me, Al. If I'm wrong, I will correct myself on the air. Al, thank you for the call. Charles in Toll House, California. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for taking my call. Sure. I'm responding to an earlier Charles on the origins of racism.
Okay.
And you quoted, I think you were talking about the Bible. And
well, he started with the Bible, and so, you know, yeah, go ahead.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to bring to your attention I think it's in a very important book. You probably already know about it. It's Karl Popper's Open Society and Its Enemies.
I'm quite familiar with Karl Popper. It's been 20 or 30 years since I've read his work. I'm not sure if I've read that book, but go for it.
Well, anyway, basically he traces, basically the sort of problems we're having in our own society right now, you know, with this very divided sort of polemical situation that we're in right now. And he traces it all the way back to the Greeks and Plato. And
Charles, you're fading. Your voice is fading away. You need to hold your mouth closer to your microphone.
Can you hear me better now?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
So Popper traces this back to what?
To Plato and the Greeks, and basically the Peloponnesian War, the war between, you know, Sparta and Athens. Where he calls, and he's got a sort of a somewhat different point of view on this, and his idea is that the Spartans were the tribalists,
mm-hmm.
and Athens was an open society that welcomed, you know, democratic ideas and debate.
Right. It was a semi-democratic society.
Whereas Sparta basically was very closed, and they thought that their ideas were sort of handed down from on high, and so one couldn't get away from those. One simply had to stick to those ideas, and that sort of reminds me of what's going on right now with, you know, on the right, particularly all of the religious stuff.
Yeah, well, that was my point. I mean, he called up and he said, racism is a problem, and it started in the Bible. And I said, no, I think tribalism is the larger problem. Racism is a subset of that. And yes, it started in the Bible. And you know, we've got to figure out a way to get past it to eliminate both those curses. Charles, thank you. And I think what you're describing is tribalism more than racism.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.